Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with broadcast meteorologist Michael Caro about Severe Weather Awareness Week.
And as you are the expert, do you want to just kind of jump right in and kind of tell us a little bit about what that's going to entail?
Sure thing, yeah. Severe Weather Awareness Week, officially March 27th through the 31st. And we do have that statewide tornado drill coming up for the state of Iowa that comes up on Wednesday the 29th with that drill time starting at 10 o'clock in the morning there. Definitely want to practice the tornado and severe weather preparedness procedures. Of course, if you're at school, the school kids do know what to do as far as getting in the hallway and ducking and covering there with their hands over their heads. But you also want to be prepared at your home, have that plan in place where you're going to act to go during that time when we do have those tornado warnings that do go into effect. You want to find that safe place, best place, especially underground if your house does have a basement, or if you don't have a basement in an interior room, staying away from as many windows as possible and putting as many walls between you and the tornado as possible. Best plan to do when we do have those tornado warnings in effect. But yeah, definitely a good time to practice those preparedness procedures. Again, next week, a Wednesday coming up on the 29th at 10 a.m. is the official start time on that tornado drill.
Great, yes. And then so let's say that somebody is traveling and then they hear the warning on the radio. What would be the best way to go about handling that situation?
Yeah, it's never safe to be in a car with an approaching tornado. If you can find a substantial structure, something a little bit more substantial than like a garage or something like that, a really sturdy structure, if you can find one that does have a basement, that would be the best case scenario. But if you do happen to be in the open country, if you can get down, find a low-lying area in a ditch or a culvert of some sort and definitely get below that average ground level, and definitely want to shield your head with your hands to protect from flying debris. Being in the car itself during the tornado is pretty much your worst case scenario. If you do run out of time, unfortunately, in that case, it's best to get down as low as possible in the car and, again, cover your head with your hands. But, again, at all costs, you want to evacuate the car if you do have time and seek shelter in a sturdy structure.
Yes, very good. And I know severe weather doesn't just mean tornado. Let's say in the event of hail or heavy, heavy rains, what would you suggest that people do then?
Well, heavy rains, in the case of flash flooding, you do want to seek higher ground as soon as possible if it is safe to do so. And you never want to drive through flooded roadways in a car because it can be kind of hard to judge the depth of that water as you're approaching the flooded roadway in your car. So definitely turn around, don't drown as far as flooded roadways are concerned in a car. As far as other types of severe weather, yeah, severe thunderstorm, the criteria for severe thunderstorms, at least from the National Weather Service, a quarter size that's an inch in diameter or larger hail, and wind gusts of 58 miles per hour or greater are the main impacts from severe thunderstorms. Of course, we did see a lot of widespread damaging wind gusts with some of those derecho type events. That's a very specific kind of severe thunderstorms across the state of Iowa, and that's definitely one of the main hazards with those severe thunderstorms, those straight line wind gusts up to 58 miles per hour or higher.
Very good. And is there anything else while we're getting into Severe Weather Awareness Week that you'd like to mention for listeners?
Yes, I think another good point to remember, too, is just be alert of the difference between a watch and a warning. A watch is typically over a larger area that indicates that conditions are favorable for severe weather, but not necessarily that it's imminent. But when you do see that either severe thunderstorm warning or tornado warning, that means that type of severe weather is imminent for your location, and you do want to put into a procedure those severe weather preparedness plans that we were discussing earlier, whether it's for tornadoes or for the case of severe thunderstorm warnings. Definitely want to treat severe thunderstorm warning almost like a tornado warning. Do want to stay away from windows because you can have wind-driven hail that can do damage and also lead to flying glass and such like that for severe thunderstorm warnings. And also to remember, too, that you may not necessarily be awake when these tornado warnings or severe thunderstorm warnings are issued. So you want to have a way to receive that warning communication when you are asleep, whether it's with a NOAA weather radio that can deliver an alert tone that can wake you up in the night, or if it's via the WEA alerts on your cell phone.
Very good. Okay. Well, those are my main questions. And unless there's something else you want to mention?
That should be it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, Michael.
Okay. Stay safe.
That was Michael Caro joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.